Hello, beautiful people. Today we have a spit hit episode of the show, and it's pretty incredible. We talk about normal stuff like shipping ourselves across the country, low driving visibility and the challenges therein, and optimal mechanisms for human flight, something we are experts in, of course. And we have a very special situation room on the show today and close it down with a 90s nostalgia draft. Don't miss a minute.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Bow, 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 bow.
Woo-hoo! Okay! Yeah!
Do you like it,
different.
Mike?
It was different. You were a wah guitar.
Now, Mike, you have a better ear for these things than I do. I don't even know what I hear. It sounded like a slow start to me. Like he was a little late and then was trying to catch up. But then I feel like the end was like I wanted more of it.
You got to factor in the remote recording, Jason. What we hear is not what the people will hear. And what we heard is not what Andy heard.
Mm. I was pretty happy. I'm
reserving judgments. Like that. This could be a 10. This could be a 1. I won't know for a week until
now
this
we're grading
comes
on
out.
A scale here, right?
Like one or 10. That's all
right,
or nothing.
1 or 10. It's the Andy Holloway scale.
That is certainly the range of potential scats on my end. Welcome to the Spitballers Podcast. Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, Mike Wright back with you. Thank you so much for listening to this show. It makes us very, very happy. What's interesting is that there is a bit of a tie-in to my scat styling to our draft later.
Ooh. Well, well, well.
So maybe that'll get it up to that level 10 that you're alluding
to. It could. But I'll probably have forgotten your scat by the time we
get to
the draft.
You can see if you remember it. We have a great show today. We have
drafting Miami or Magna PI? What is
that? Okay, I can see that. Yeah, maybe it is more a little Criminal Minds type of thing.
All right.
We have one.
That because you were a guitar. You were not a bass. You were clearly a guitar.
Look, here's what happens on those scats. I need to make sure it goes with it. Like, there's got to be an organic factor to it. And I wasn't sure how it'd go. I didn't rehearse. Let's go. All right. Situation room, would you rather? A very special 90s nostalgia draft for later. Spitballerspod.com is the website. And you can support the show, become an official Spitwad listener, supporter, friend. Submit your questions. We haven't done this in quite a while, but we have a review on the show today.
Reviewasaurus Rex.
This one comes in from LT Xander. 5 stars. He says, I first found these three guys 2 years ago as a fan of the Fantasy Footballers podcast. Mm-hmm. The offseason came, and I needed more. I'd heard them mention their Spitballers podcast, and I thought that it sounded dumb.
Yeah,
and I was right. But dumb in all of the right ways, from Jason's in the chair injury to Andy's botched draft picks to Mike's completely putting his own family on blast. I feel like I know these guys better than my own friends.
Okay.
I've listened to few podcasts that I have felt this passionate about. This show has changed my life. And I like to think I'm a better man because of it. Well, thank you, LT Xander.
LT, Jason, is it possible that that means lieutenant?
It is possible that that's lieutenant. But I feel like the only lieutenant I know is Dan. So Xander doesn't go there. I think it's
Zan,
probably
Lieutenant
Zan. Tomlinson.
All right, thank you for that review. We appreciate them over on Apple Podcasts. We read them from time to time. And by we, I mean Jason. And we really appreciate it.
I'm just imagining Jason like in the armed forces, and when he refers to anyone by rank, he just yes SGT.
That's right. That's right.
Yes CPL.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just screaming acronyms.
He's not been in the armed services before, in case you're curious. Time for some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Trying to become that G.
Right. You want to be a
You got to be that G when you're
true
in the armed
G.
forces.
John from Patreon, would you rather attempt to travel 1,000 miles by shipping yourself in a box or as a stowaway in the wheel well of a 747?
Oh, come on.
Oh, moly. Whoa. You
can't survive in the wheel well.
Can
yes,
you not?
Can.
If you get too cold?
You would freeze.
Yeah, I think
no.
you get cold.
Yes, there's... Jason,
I think
there's
people have done it, though.
It's not climate controlled for the wheels.
Well, I realize that, but it, you know, it's not like a guarantee that I'm going to freeze to death.
Oh,
I'm
locking
hot.
It in guarantee. I'm smashing that in. Someone give me Owl. Look up the temperature of where airplanes are flying.
Yeah, find that out because I think
imagine
I'd be fine
it's,
there.
It's okay. Here's what we've got from Al Borland. How are you doing today, Al?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Why don't you read that to us?
It says, of the cases identified by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, 23 people, about one in four, have survived the journey.
Well, okay. well, so 75% chance of death.
I'd put you in the 25% with the chance of surviving, knowing how you love the cold.
Yeah, Jason's like a bear.
Or like a whale. You know, it's like that extra blubber really.
Although
helps
you probably
protect.
Would attempt the flight in shorts and flip flops. Like your default clothing.
I might get hot. I might yeah. get hot down here.
So,
in the wheel well.
I'll be honest with both of you right now. Truly honest. Had we somehow put this together where I had to do this.
Yeah.
I probably would have worn, because of the wheels and the friction, I would have worn shoes and socks. There's no chance I wear anything but shorts and a t-shirt because my genuine thought is it's going to be so hot in here. I'm going to be burning up. And I need to, but now I've been educated and I know that I would need at least like a hoodie, maybe some full pants.
Like a cutoff hoodie. No sleeves though on the hoodie.
Well,
you
right.
will be
I mean,
very,
suns out, guns out.
You'll be warm in the box that you're being shipped. Probably moved from van to plane. You might end up in a plane for 1,000 miles, right? You're shipped
1,000 miles. I think that's you're going to end up in a plane.
So you're in a plane in
a
box.
Boat.
Okay, or on a boat in a box.
Well, I think the point of the question. The point of the question is, is it 1,000 miles for either?
Yeah. How do you want to be shipped?
I was interpreting this as it's 1,000 miles in a box. And just to my head, I guess that was automatically I go boat. So you're on in for a much longer journey. Or if you're on a 747, it's 5 hours.
Boats are not a lot of the domestic shipping. They don't really use a lot of the boats.
I know. And we need to look into improving that.
Right.
Can we just
want to go up and down the
use build
the
some canal systems
yeah,
at the very least.
Can we expand the Mississippi? Just cut right through the middle.
Well,
there's
it would be really nice
that.
If the Mississippi went horizontal as well, you know, a little east-west action.
Right.
Because,
yes.
You know, you're not able to ship things from left to right in
the
country
the
on the Mississippi. Yes, exactly.
Now,
so wait.
We don't make a lot of man-made rivers, right? We got the man-made lakes, but not a lot of man-made rivers.
Well, not the size of the continental United States.
Right.
Can we
I think
pull
you
that
do
off?
Have...
Like if okay, let me bring this up for a second. We've got the global warming, rising ocean levels. Could we just start
ooh.
Bringing the ocean through the middle of the old U.S. of A.?
Problem solved. I yeah. mean, right? Water's
we got,
rising.
We got
Let's
Elon,
just utilize this to our advantage.
The Boring Company.
Yeah, Elon's talking about tunnels. That's tunnels. That's old busted, man.
Mm-hmm.
We need more boats.
We need more boats. Okay, so I don't want to be shipped in a box. That's claustrophobic madness.
Oh,
1,000
yeah.
miles in a box.
Unpleasant.
I mean, I guess I'm guaranteed to live.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like it's 1,000 miles either way. One of these, would you rather be uncomfortable or have a 75% chance of dying? That's
but
how I'm now interpreting
several
this.
Days in a box, you have probably some percentage chance of dying.
Certainly. Well, the good news in both situations is I'm not going to waste away. I have plenty of what we call stored energy.
You're going to have some waste, though, that you're going to need to dispose of.
Oh, that's a good point.
Now,
I'm
in the plane,
poop
you
in
can
the
just
box.
Let that fly. I mean.
Well, the plane won't take that long, right? If I'm traveling 1,000
right.
miles.
You could probably hold it, maybe.
Oh, I don't ever poop on a plane, Andy. That's a rule.
That's a hard, fast rule?
Hard and fast. Hard and fast.
Have you ever had to break a rule?
I have never broken it. I never will break it. I've never needed to. And
you never traveled overseas, have you?
If I travel overseas, I will never
break the
poop
rule?
On the plane.
Oh, okay.
On the plane. What? Never. Not going to happen. I can go. So here's something that's weird. I can go camping. Like, I'm very regular. You know, I'm a healthy BM. Every day, but if
is
I were to go,
is that an army rank BM?
That's right. I am
yes,
BM Moore.
Yes, sir, Mr. BM.
But if I were to go camping, I can go. It doesn't matter how many days, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. I'm not pooping out there and digging a hole. Like, it just, I'm going to store it up, take care of business. When I get home, my body has been really successful. And
so you'll do that in the box too?
Oh, the box. I think that might be 1,000 miles. Like, let's say this was by truck, right? Semi-truck. How long does it take to go 1,000 miles?
A couple of days.
Man, I don't know. I feel like you got to have something to do in the box.
Well, it's going to be dark.
You can be alone with your thoughts. I mean.
Yeah, you could poop. That's what you could do in the box. Is my poop in a box?
Can I upgrade my own shipping speed on the box? Can I pay for next day air or something?
As they're loading you up, looks like someone missed the package speed on this
mm-hmm,
one.
Mm-hmm. I guess inevitably I need to
stay
try
alive.
To survive. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Dan on the website says, you have gained the ability to fly. Well, that would have been nice. Which method of flight would you rather have permanently attached to you? Okay. You've got wings when you raise your arms, like a wingsuit, right? You got wings.
Okay.
You've got wings on your back like an angel, so a little John Travolta from what, Michael?
Yes,
you got the wings
that's
coming
the movie.
Out.
That's a classic. That might come up
go
in the draft
with, like,
today.
I was going to go with Angel from the X-Men, but you know, old-fashioned Michael reference.
We got a Michael reference. Angels from Angels in the Outfield. Or a propeller on your head like an idiot.
Well, who's dismissing the propeller?
Well,
so
I'm
quickly.
Not
this
dismissing
was what,
it.
They put it in there like an idiot. That's their commentary on a propeller on your head. Now, yeah, it's a permanent propeller on your head.
I feel like Dan's got a bias here against propellers.
Here's the thing. A wingsuit, I'm not flying. I'm gliding. I'm floating.
No, but here's the way to think about this, Jason, is you can fly, okay? How do you want to have to look? Your wings are connected to your arms, so like you are flapping your arms like a bird. Or you can use your arms while in flight, but that means you have angel wings on your back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to walk around now, and you have gigantic wings on your back instead of wings that can kind of be hidden.
Sure.
As long as you keep your arms down.
I think you're explaining this in a very good way, Mike.
Honestly,
well
you're
done.
Walking me through this, and I get
yes.
it so much more.
Now,
and the
Jason,
propeller.
the propeller on your head.
Okay.
Stuff
so
for
this
hide.
Is like no hats anymore.
But you have vertical takeoff.
That's true. In and out real quick.
Tight space is no problem. I'm going straight up.
Wait,
imagine
wait,
being in an awkward
I...
conversation and just...
See you later. That's like the opposite of the turtle shirt. Instead of
yeah, you just
hiding
go up,
your face
up and
in
away.
Your shirt, you just, I'm out of here. But couldn't you
What's
do that,
that
with the angel
over
wings?
There?
You could do it with the angel wings, but that would be like real awkward.
Yeah, they're going to notice. But you can Goodyear blimp somebody like, and then just take off. And then they turn around and you are gone.
So what? The way that
incredible.
The way that Mike has explained this, really being more of a visual burden that you have to live with, you could fly in any one of the situations. I feel like there is a clear cut winner here. I'm gonna abstain from giving my answer. I want to hear your.
I'm still torn.
I'm not torn at all. If by the Mike Wright rules, you could fly with all three just as successfully as all three. But like, there is one that is awesome and two that are stupid.
Really?
Yes,
I think,
really.
No, I want to be like a bird. And so I want my arms as wings. And I want to fly like a bird. I do not have
think
the depth.
Think about t-shirts.
I don't have the move. Like, I couldn't move like a bird with a propeller on my head. The level
no,
of,
you cannot.
I would just be, I'd be cruising along. Maybe I could check my email better, you know, on the flight. But I think I want to be the bird.
With the propeller, you're Inspector Gadget, right? Yes. Are we all in agreement yes. there?
No, I mean, no doubt about
straight
it.
Up,
yeah.
You know.
yes.
No, the angel wings have to be the best because.
You have giant wings on your back now.
I mean, it's awesome. Like, if I saw someone with giant angel wings on their back, I'd be like, whoa, an angel, alert. That is really cool. If I saw someone with basically, like, webbed arms, that's weird. And, of course, the propeller, if this is just visual, is ridiculous.
Yes. You're going to look very silly. I feel like, I mean, but you can maybe hide the bird wings, but you are wearing...
Trench coat.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're wearing...
Well, you've got feathers all over your arm, right? I think the angel wings is the right pick, because then you can use your arms like normal.
You can, yeah. But you have gigantic angels.
Is that uncomfortable to sit on back wings? No, I know. They're really big, Mike. Is it uncomfortable to sit on your... I think...
Of course.
That would be awkward.
Well, you don't sit on them, but like you can't... I don't know if you can lay back.
Can you sleep on your back?
No, you're a belly sleeper at this point.
Okay.
Maybe a side, but you're certainly not a back sleeper.
Not yeah, I imagine you're losing wings. some feathers from time to time, too, right?
Molting? Yeah, you got to molt.
You got to molt. The burden of molting.
There's no molting with the
propeller. Is that the title of this show?
That's true. Do you ever have to, like,
you got to grease it up a little. Yeah. You got to lube your gears. Yeah. Important to lube your gears.
Yeah, but then where does that grease fall? Right onto your face. That's not okay.
Not if you properly grease, obviously.
Here comes Jason. Grease. Why does that guy always smell like WD-40? It's disgusting.
All right. What's your final answer, Mike?
I'm going angel wings, Mike.
I'm going bird wings.
Yeah, I'm going back to bird wings. That's wrong. I think you look a little cooler flying with the angel wings, but convenience in everyday life? I mean, getting into a car with angel wings? Give me a break.
Yeah.
Wait. So you both took bird wings, and bird wings are the wingsuit? Is that what you're saying? Like the
Yeah.
Your arms are the wings, like a bird.
Oh, man. You got to flap, and then you can't do anything. That's awful.
You still have to flap with angel wings. They're just on your back.
But that's just an additional thing to my body. I don't. They're going to take care of it themselves.
You're going to regret it when you go to Disneyland and you can't get on any rides, Jason.
Hmm.
All right.
I will fly my own rides.
Britain from Patreon. Would you rather have a 16x16 black square on your windshield? So that's over a foot. You know, 16x16 black square on your windshield directly obstructing your field of view, or a 16x16 open field of view directly in front of you, and have the rest of your windshield blacked out.
Okay.
That one. Okay, no, so I'm sorry. The first one. The black square.
How big
give
is
me
a
my
windshield?
Peripheral vision. Give me everything
How
else.
Big is a, have you never been in a vehicle, Mike?
How big,
How
is,
big
a windshield?
Is a windshield?
I understand. Look, I understand. Like, I could say, oh, it's about this big, but it 16 inches. How much of my windshield is blocked out? Is that half?
Okay, put your
a
arms up.
A little over a foot.
Put your arms up in front of you and then make it like a foot and a half, just yay big.
Yeah.
And then imagine that in front of your
how
windshield.
Much is, but how big is the rest of the windshield?
59 inches by 31 inches.
Thank you. That makes all the difference.
Oh, that was a huge help to Mike. It's like, now I can understand.
Does your brain plot this out on your little brain plotter?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't understand why that's a bad question. You guys are just like, yeah,
here's what you should be doing. Pretend you're in a car right now staring at your windshield. Now envision a 16x16 black square in front of your face.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do.
And that makes me feel like I'm rolling Ace Ventura style, where I'm driving with my head completely out my driver's side window.
Can you imagine the terror of staring out? Your only vision is a 16x16 window. And that's all you can see on the road?
Oh,
you can't turn left. You can't turn right.
You know how small? I've played driving games on TV smaller than 16x16.
How do you turn?
Okay, make a left-hand turn.
Yeah, make a left.
Make an unprotected left-hand turn. How would you ever,
know when to go?
I mean, I guess you can, you know, similar to the Ace Ventura, you can roll that window down.
Yes.
And you have to, but that means both passenger windows are 100% of the time down.
Well, I feel like that's cheating. Summer. I doubt
why
you get to do
why
that.
Why does the second one, why does the other passenger?
Well, you don't get to roll them down, do you?
Why is the passenger window down? How are you getting your head out of that window?
You can't see anywhere.
You can see through the window because it's clear.
Can you see through the
Okay, so this is just the windshield. The windows aren't also blacked out?
Jason, it's just a 16 by 16 square on your windshield.
That is correct. This only affects your windshield, so your door windows are still clear in either
situation. Who's stupid now?
The person who asked the question. Yeah, Al Borland.
Why are you attacking Britain?
I can avoid. Look, the sun is sometimes lined up in my vision when I'm driving, and sometimes it can be about 16 by 16 right in front of me, and you have to use peripheral vision. I'd rather drive like that.
I feel like you know, if there's a blacked out block right in front of you, you've got to move a little bit,
yes,
bob and weave to see around it. But the amount that you would have to move if you can only see in that window, and you're trying to look far to the right, like lifting myself up and out of the seat, like trying to look ever, you have to black out the 16 by 16 block in front of you. You have to.
Now, what if you have a convertible and you just drive standing up?
Oof, I'm not that tall.
Interesting.
Well, get some blocks, man. You can figure it out.
Hmm. Yeah, this is a weird one. All right.
Give me that Tesla autopilot. Black out the whole windshield. I don't care.
We are going to...
Help me sleep.
If you're standing up, that's more like a Segway situation, right? But with the car?
It could be.
All right. Before we get into the very special situation room we have planned, let's take a quick break.
The Situation Room.
All right, we have a local wizard edition of the Situation Room today because we have been getting lots of questions.
What's that rascal up to?
A lot of situations coming in that are very typical if you live in a town that has a local wizard.
As we all do.
Liam from the website, your local wizard lost all of his money in the crypto market after seeing Andy and Elon Musk tweeting about Dogecoin.
I've been there, Liam.
As a punishment, the three of you must spend the next 3 years working for free.
Wait, I didn't tweet.
Yeah, but you're connected by guilty by association. You spend the next 3 years working for free as a main character from a live-action children's television show of your choice.
Oh, goodness.
What show would it be, and who would you be in the show?
Mm. Oh my goodness! Children's television, live-action kid shows.
I mean, wow. I feel like I can't even name
the. Worst. You are living hashtag blessed over there.
You got Yo Gabba Gabba.
Which is the one I'm choosing.
Oh, that's great. That's the only good one. But my kids have leveled up to they are watching the shows in between, you know, a kid show and a grown up show.
Like a tween show.
A tween show, and it's just laugh track after laugh track. Everything is a one-line zinger.
Everything's so funny.
Oh, they're just coming fast and furious with the jokes, except there are no actual jokes. It's just dialogue and then a laugh track. And it's uncomfortable for me to watch. It hurts.
I love that Andy said, the only one he could think of is Yo Gabba Gabba. He's going with that. There has never been a worse match than Andy on the ADHD Yo Gabba Gabba show. Like, Andy, I've got yours. Yours is, you are
Mr.
replacing
Rogers.
Mr. Rogers on Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
That's
if
fine.
You were on Yo Gabba Gabba, you would not do well. You would be looking everywhere so frazzled.
Well, I'd be playing one of the set pieces. I wasn't planning on being a main character.
I'm being one of the trees.
Andy. I'm being one of the trees.
Yeah. You got Blue's Clues?
That's true.
Right?
Well,
that's
kind of, right? There's one live action piece.
Right, so I guess we know who you'd have to be.
Imagine being that guy the whole time where you can't figure out the easiest mystery to solve and the dog is like, someone help me, Blue. I can't figure it out.
What if, Jason, you want to be Barney? Like in the new Barney series for 3 years?
Is there a new Barney?
There is now.
That's definitely not one I'm going to go with. Now, when we talk about
kids are
shows,
watching like the Big Show.
What age are we talking about here with kids?
Up to 12,
then I am a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, my friends.
Heck yeah.
Give me the ability to fight crime, you in a suit,
sweating.
Oh,
inside
you in
that
a morphin suit.
The truth is,
it's morphin time. Whoa! Let's slow down on the morphin.
I can't.
I need to morph right now.
So
I'm morphing whether you let me or not.
I know this. I could crush it on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. However, I would definitely be a villain. There's no way I could fit.
We're not getting in the robots yet. Come on, what's going on?
Suit. I'm gonna be one of the.
Can we do another a beach scene?
Weren't there two guys like extra characters?
Yes, yes. The comic relief.
Oh, like
yes.
The Bebop and Rocksteady of the
pretty much.
Yes, the comic relief fools. The little bad guys.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's who I'm being on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers for sure.
All right.
So if I get to draft any show, then I am Bill Nye. I will take over and I will be Bill Nye the Science Guy because that show's actually sweet, and I get to teach kids about
science.
You
know what? That one is the best fit because not only do you love the science, but they always ended with a pop song remix,
yes.
With science lyrics, and you could handle that.
Look, TV producers out there, you need a new Bill Nye.
I'm your guy, Bill Nye.
Scientist, but I'm your guy.
You've got a YouTube now. He just plays a YouTube video for people, and he watches with them.
And the show is actually just me watching Bill Nye the Science Guy going, whoa, did you see that?
All right, beautiful Joe Burrow from Patreon says, your local wizard has spent your life savings to build a time machine. It only lets you go back in time.
Okay.
To make up for what the wizard has done to your bank account, he allows you to go back in time to steal one material item to bring back and sell for money.
Oh, man. Oh,
so it only goes back in time, except for it also lets you get back.
Right.
Is that right?
It's like a boomerang.
All right. But you can't go forward.
Right. You can go back in time, steal that. Now, does this...
Wait.
So I need a little clarification here. If I'm going back in time... Does that make it guaranteed I can steal the item? Like, can I get Van Gogh,
I can get anything I want?
Yeah, and here's, because immediately my brain goes to, how hard is it going to be to sell this item? Because the really valuable ones, I mean, it's going to be extremely difficult. Because I would love to go Nick Cage style. Because, I mean, how valuable would a brand new Declaration of Independence, what's the U.S. government willing to pay for that?
Is there something you can go steal that will continually make you money that you don't just have to sell off? Because obviously you're not going back and getting information, but is there anything that would
it's like the opposite of a gray sports almanac? I now know what happened in the past.
We have that now. That's right. I've got no, that wouldn't
I've got
work.
This really valuable magazine.
Yeah,
it doesn't have any of the last 40 years worth of data in it, but everything before that.
Yeah, I don't think that works. Now, what about I know collectible cards are all the rage right now. You go back and get some, Babe Ruth rookie signed card. That's got to be worth millions of dollars, right?
Is there anything that's super damaged now that if you went back and grabbed it when it's not damaged would be worth a lot of money?
Let's not talk about the Declaration, man. Go get,
but they're just
they're gonna
the
think
U.S.
you
government
stole
is
it.
Not purchasing the Declaration of Independence. They're like, this is ours. This is some pretty
Fine,
confident.
I'll take the Magna Carta.
Yeah, it's still ours.
Can I go back in time and bring back $1 billion from back then? Because it's
honestly,
still gonna be
just
good.
Bring
steal
back
me
the money.
Just steal me money. I'm gonna steal old money.
With inflation, I have to imagine that's pretty good.
Yeah, except it's going to be all the old bills. And then when you go to the bank, they'll go,
You sell the bills to a collector. You're not going to use them as cash.
Jason goes back and gets a bunch of wooden nickels.
Yeah, you got Buffalo nickels that are worth more than a nickel, right?
Sure. But I bet you a dollar from back then is worth a dollar now.
Man, what would be something that would be truly worth
it? Fine, I'll take some $2 bills.
Oh, $2 bills. They were going to be worth something someday.
Yeah. Yeah, those and silver dollars.
All right. Austin from Patreon has one more important situation from our local wizard. You and your team have been captured by your local wizard. He has he's a wild one. He has a new poison he wants to try out.
Turns out 100% of people are allergic to poison.
That's right, 100%. He has a new poison he wants to try out. He does not know how much poison it will take to, quote, finish the job.
Mm.
And you five, so he's including Judge Giamatti and Al Borland here, are the lucky participants. The amount of poison will increase if the person who takes it lives.
Okay.
If you take it and live, you go free. Or if someone else before you dies, you go free.
I live in this situation.
The local wizard
Where do you go in the order?
Oh, because I have to be last.
We got to finish this question.
All right.
The local wizard will come up to you privately and let you choose which spot in the order you would like to go. It could work the first time or not at all. What spot do you choose?
Oh, so this is I choose the last spot for sure.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. My chance of surviving is either I take the poison and I live, or I don't take poison because someone else died and I live. So let me be... Here's the thing.
You're glossing over the fact that maybe the fifth time is when it will be...
Fifth time's a guarantee. We have to guarantee that somebody's going to die. So in the fifth spot, if the previous four don't die, aren't you the dead man?
No, there's no guarantee. Otherwise, you can't.
Your sip is
going to
be a little bit bigger.
All I know is this. If we were to come up with this as a group, the five of us sit down and we're like, okay, we know that, you know, we want to try to all survive, and it's going to be more than what the first person survived. I can take the most poison. I believe that. I think of the five of us, I could take the most poison. So if I go first or second or third, now all of a sudden you're taking more than could
have
killed me.
That's a big flex, man. Big flex. Yeah.
Big flex. Huge. I'm flexing on you fools.
I'm not sure.
Because I can handle the most poison.
I don't know what you think about nothing, but I could take more poison than you.
Well, we're basing this on... Wait.
But I don't think that has anything to do with poison.
Oh, of course it does. It's your bloodstream. It's how much is in your bloodstream.
Right?
I mean, isn't that what's going to happen?
Do you have you got a little bit bigger bloodstream?
You got more blood than me?
Hey, man, what you talking about?
Look, I know that it is not the same.
It's a blood brag.
When you have medicine or anything like that, it affects people different based on their size. The bigger they are, the more they need. You don't
also
give a rhinoceros the same amount of tranquilizer you give like a little chihuahua because they're bigger.
There's also a physiological aspect as well. Just because you are larger,
but no,
100%
of people are allergic.
Doesn't mean your immune system will handle more poison than, say, the owl.
No, that's fair. But I am physiologically superior. Is right.
Okay. Now
you have huge DNA.
Huge DNA. I mean, my DNA. Like,
you've seen my ladders. You've seen my spirals.
Dude,
my G's
diameter,
and my T's
is huge.
Now, Al is letting you know at least one in five is guaranteed to die in this experiment.
Okay.
Now, you could be, how embarrassing would it be on top of dying to go first and then you're it's a big setup. There's a lot of drama. You take the first little sip, you think you're fine, you drop dead and everyone walks free and they're like, well, that was easy.
Yeah.
I think I'm going second because I want to learn, right? I go second. The person ahead of me either dies or I see exactly the dose they had. I see their reaction. I know what's coming.
I'm going first. I'm going first. I'm getting it out of the way because I can't imagine.
You don't want the anxiety?
Yeah. Yeah. If the poison doesn't get me, the anxiety attack
That's
is going to get me. If I'm sitting there at number four, by the time it's my turn, I will have already passed away. And then someone after me is going to have to drink poison anyways because I'll be dead.
See, I'm still picking last, even if someone's got to die, because if I have to die, if that has to happen, you're darn sure the rest of y'all getting poisoned. I'm not going out where you don't get nothing. I die and you still got poisoned.
We're still a little bit poisoned.
That's right. That's
but we're
right.
Just we're just suffering mild discomfort, though.
Maybe. Or you're dying and I live. I'm going last.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's move on to our draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right. This is a fun draft. I'm excited about this. It's a 90s nostalgia draft. And we are drafting one song, one movie, one TV show, and one video game from the 90s.
Oh, man.
I didn't think I needed to be number one here, so I wasn't that excited about having the first pick. But I did need to go number one, and I am excited to have the first pick.
Because you're scat?
Because the pick I'm going to go with, and these are always fun because you have to pick in different categories, and so there's some gamesmanship in terms of who takes what, and you can wait till the end to get a certain
selection. I feel like our strategy is just is right out the window with this, though, because it's so all over the place. I feel like I have at least three in each area.
Sure.
And I don't know if we match in any of them.
I agree.
I have two in three of the areas and absolutely nothing in one of them.
That's great. Now,
glad you're prepared.
The best part is you have to prioritize, like, what do you want the most? First of all, a TV show, a song, a movie, or a video game. And I'm going to prioritize the TV show, my favorite TV show, the greatest iconic 90s show you could possibly select. My poor allusion to it in the scat. I'm going with Seinfeld. Seinfeld is my number one overall pick.
Okay.
I felt like the TV show category had a 101, so I'm taking Seinfeld.
Okay.
Yeah. But
I love it, so it might be more valuable to me.
No, it's a perfect pick for you, as much as we know that you love Seinfeld. As I was approaching this, I went through the lens of, like, what makes me feel like I'm either a kid or a teenager again?
Sure.
And because I like, maybe that's just, well, that's what I use the word nostalgia for, but it's no, I want something where I can picture where I was, how old I was, the feelings I had when
I was. But you can't draft Clearasil.
No. Didn't need it, my man. That was flawless.
Smooth,
except
baby
for all
smooth.
The pimples. All right, I am going to go.
I got to cut you off for just a second because I'm seeing Seinfeld is debuting in 1989.
That's fine. Mm. No. Did it run through the 90s?
Yeah, its whole era was the 90s.
I will say this. When I was preparing my draft board, I took Simpsons off the list because even though it was definitely a 90s show, it's like, is it only 90s?
There's no more 90s show than Seinfeld.
Yeah,
so
I'm perfectly fine.
All right, just wanted to make sure we were good with it.
Yeah, I love how you never cut in for Mike. No errors that Mike's ever made.
I've never made an error.
There you go.
I expect you to
why.
Cut in on Mike by the end of this episode.
All right, so I am, when I think of growing up being a kid or a teenager, I think of video games, and when I think of that era of video games, I'm sitting down with my buds. We are all crowded around a screen because you're playing on one screen. The internet has not been invented, at least the way it is right now. So I'm going to take the co-op or the versus game. I'm going to take GoldenEye for the Nintendo 64 because nothing says 1990s.
Yes.
Like four sweaty teenage dudes in a room.
What's so amazing is when you think back to those games, because I'm with you. It was on my list. It was the number one video game on my list, believe it or not, from the 90s. And if you go see the graphics in that game now, it perplexes your mind. And yet back then it was unbelievable to me.
It was bleeding edge, man.
It was bleeding edge, and it was the camaraderie of the game. See, now you play in a different place with somebody. But then you had to be hunkered around a small TV.
So much better.
Not only were the graphics bad, but you were split four ways. You know,
the TV
if you were
was
playing.
More small, and then you got
a quarter
of that.
And you liked it. You loved it.
It was way better. It's more convenient now, but it was way better.
I'm so happy you drafted that, because now the gamesmanship does come in. You were the only one I was worried was going to take my video game. I think Andy would have several ahead. And so I'm not worried about video game now. Now I can go...
Which I know your video game. So.
Exactly. And I know that wouldn't be yours, so I'm good. I get three first choices here.
Okay.
So I am on cloud nine here. I'm going to start with the best movie of all time. Best movie of all time happened to come out in the 90s is Braveheart. That's my favorite movie of all time. Braveheart was in the 90s. Case closed.
Doesn't make me feel like a kid, though.
Yeah. No. Was this the 90s things that make you feel like a kid draft?
No, I'm just telling you how I'm approaching it.
That's fair. But I do actually, I saw that when it was in the theater, mid-90s. I think it was 1994, somewhere around there.
That's some good parental decisions being
made. I was just going to say the same thing.
I saw
There's no chance I saw that movie around when it came out. I was 10. I would have been 10.
It had a long run in the theater. I think I was 13 before it was out, and I saw that
talking
movie
about
in the
freedom.
So
this
many
guy
times.
Had freedom right
yeah,
here,
dude.
You're darn right.
My parents brought me to our movies.
Now
I'm
for
so cool.
Now TV show. I was worried here because with TV show, I thought Mike was going to take, I thought he was going to run on Seinfeld, leave me in a bad position. To me, this is nostalgic. This makes me feel like a kid. And it was also a phenomenal show. Like, the show was just great. But it's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
I feel like there's nothing more 90s than the Fresh Prince. So that to me
that's fine. Fresh Prince is number two for me.
Okay. All right. I had two on my list. I'm curious if my two was your one and your one is my two.
It won't shock me at all. But the gamesmanship shall proceed because I don't have to take a TV show right here. Let's see. So Jason took movie and you took the television show.
That's right.
The songs are all over the place, mm-hmm. man. I have no idea.
That's the category I said I have none. Because there's literally 100 songs I could name that I absolutely love from the 90s. But like, there wasn't like one right. that stands out.
All right. Well, then I'm going to go with a nostalgic movie. I don't know why this is number one for me.
No.
But I'm combining things that make me feel like a kid. Just remind me of, oh man, I don't even know what year this came out. I'm gonna need to check the, oh man, we might
please
be right
2000.
On.
I was gonna say, a movie, it matters if it released in the 90s.
Yeah. Sorry. One sec. I'm just verifying.
If it's the movie, okay. I think you're, okay, you're good?
No, we're good. We're okay. I mean, there's so many that fit into the genre of movie, but It's a movie. I haven't even allowed my kids to watch it because apparently I've looked up what's inside of this movie. It's not really a good movie for kids, but here we are. I'm taking The Mighty Ducks. Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth. It reminds me of being a kid, getting into the movie theater, those really small movie theaters. I love it.
Okay.
Are
that
you
makes
surprised,
sense?
Andy?
Honestly, when I thought about 90s movies, it came into my mind, for sure. Although we've watched it recently, I don't remember there being anything that was funky,
yeah, well, apparently
funky
you're overlooking. There's different
all right.
standards.
I am okay. Did you both have your movie?
Yeah,
I've got two picks. I need to go song. No one's taking a song.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, I'll go song and movie here. I'll start with the movie because whatever, I'm gonna take it. I'm going Jurassic Park. I mean, Jurassic Park
okay.
is the
okay.
90s movie that kind of took the cake for me in terms of what I think of. I used to think that movie won every award that existed because I love dinosaurs. And then
it's
I'm going to go
movie.
With songs are tough. I'm sure we'll talk about some other songs after we draft because we're only drafting three songs. But I'm going to go with Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, that was the only one. Dang it. Now I've got to look. That was the only one that I was like, okay, I think I would take that one first.
Number one.
It was on the top of my list.
Yep. So I will go with that one. It's close, though. There are several other 90s songs that I probably liked a little bit more, but that one's more iconic. So,
all right.
Back to you, Mike.
Oh, you took both your picks. So you went Jurassic Park,
yep.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. Okay. Very excellent 90s picks there. I have to pick song just in the off chance here that Jason.
Now I might grab Macarena, so you hop on that, Mike.
That's a very 90s song. I will go, man. It feels like the 90s, and when you hear it, it still feels like the 90s. I will take the, and it made some parents upset back in the day. I will take the Ode to Large Buttocks by Sir Mix-a-Lot himself. I'm going to take Baby Got Back. That song still slams to this day.
What's so funny is the contrast of what that seems like to like the Mighty Ducks and like feeling like the 90s. So there you go. Baby Got Back.
Oh, my goodness. So here's what's funny is I'm like, I have two picks in three different categories and nothing for music. But in reality, I guess I definitely had a number one in music and a number two, and you both picked them.
No way.
100%. That's crazy to me. It's great because Smells Like Teen Spirit was like, you know, that was our AIDS alternative movement. You know, there's not many bands that are more exclusive to the 90s than Nirvana. So that was why I was going to take them number one. And then when you just think of like the songs that have stood the test of time and always make you think of the 90s, Baby Got Back is it's so stupid. It's not great music, but it's phenomenal.
Oh,
and it would have been
fantastic.
My second.
And just to compliment what I was saying, Owl Borland has chimed in here. He said he bought it. He bought the cassette tape, the Sir Mix-a-Lot cassette tape, without the parents' permission. They found it. They smashed it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Both my parents are spitwads, and they will hear this, and they can attest to that.
Baby got broken.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, Becky. All right. My final two picks here. One has to be a song, which I'm left with scraps. There's a lot of 90s songs, man. There's 2,000 songs I could go with here.
I'm left with scraps. We've taken
the only two
songs
where Baby Got Back and Smells Like Teen Spirit repeat.
No, I get it. I could list off 200 songs, and they're all great, and they're all 90s.
You just need one.
Because I only need one, I'm going to go with Tonight Tonight from the Smashing Pumpkins. Loved the Smashing Pumpkins in the 90s.
Makes me feel 90s, yeah.
Yeah, it makes you feel 90s.
That was their second best 90s song. Yeah.
What would you say is their best 90s song?
1979.
Well, I didn't take it. Honestly, I was going to take 1979. I'm like, wait a minute. You can't take a 90s nostalgic
That would have been great irony. You certainly can.
Yeah.
Accurate. It's a better song. But.
And then for video games, it's the best game that's ever been made. It's one of the only games that was so good that it literally got remade.
It's a nice last pick for you here.
Not redone. They made the exact same game over. Mike and I have played part one of it.
Yes.
But Final Fantasy VII, that game owned me for at least 2 years. It had my body, my soul, my mind, my time. That's what I did for a couple years as I played Final Fantasy VII on repeat. So that's got to be my pick of the 90s.
All right, two picks left. Mike, you've got a TV show left. I've got a video game left.
We've probably discussed this because we've talked about Final Fantasy VII all the time, but I can't remember, so I'm going to ask again. Jason, when you played through, did you rename your characters or did you leave them with the regular names?
Both, but for the most part, I left Cloud the same, and I renamed everybody else.
Okay. All right, so television show, here it is. Well, I'm not sure if it's your number two or not, Jason, but Saved by the Bell,
that was
my man.
Saved by the Bell, Fresh Prince. Those were my two coming in. It was like, those are the two 90s shows.
No, that makes sense.
So to go with my last pick and get Saved by the Bell, like the most 90s thing that I can possibly
That could have gone
of.
101 overall.
Yes.
In the whole draft.
And I would have taken that had you not taken a television show.
No, you have a strong...
I got to cut in here and say that show debuted in 1989.
Thank you. I expected this. Good for you. It didn't really, did it?
Well, we're disqualifying it, right?
Oh, for sure. That is an 80s show.
Oh, my gosh. That is so ironic. You know what? I love you, Al. Well done. I will close this out. It's tough. The video game pick here, you guys have great ones. GoldenEye was my 101 on video games. I will go with Super Mario World. I will go early 90s. It was released, I think, 90, 91. But that's one of my favorite games of all time. It's what I think about when you said the nostalgia, being a kid, sitting around me and my brother playing that game. That's a memory I'll always have. So
back when you had to, like, you heard someone got a video game, and then you go and become friends with that person.
100%.
Because you heard they got the new game.
Dude, yeah, that Donkey Kong Country as well. Oh, my gosh, that was fun. And what's so funny is I remember, like...
Frank, why don't we ever hang out, man? You're
I remember
such a
having
cool
a
dude.
30-minute video game time limit with that game.
Oh.
And I'd have to go, like, put in when I was starting and playing. Like, my parents really limited how much we could play. Especially early when we got it, because you know how when new tech comes out, parents are really afraid of it, and so that made that time very special. Those were the most important 30 minutes of the day.
That's why I keep the kids off the blockchain. It's dangerous.
Yeah, darn right.
All right, final teams here. Jason has Tonight Tonight for his song, Braveheart for his movie, Fresh Prince for his TV show, and Final Fantasy VII for his video game. Mike has Baby Got Back, The Mighty Ducks, Saved by the Bell, and GoldenEye. I've got Smells Like Teen Spirit, Jurassic Park, Seinfeld, and Super Mario World. That will be a very competitive. I think Mike might win it, though.
I think you'll take this one down, Andy.
We'll see. We'll see what people... If they relate to the kind of being a 90s kid, I don't know. Mike's got some good picks in there, but we'll find out. We've got an honorable mention here from Al, Truly Madly Deeply by Savage Garden. It's funny.
Wait,
I had...
what? You go with that one?
I had I Want You.
Yeah, Chicka Cherry Cola, man.
Yeah. He also said Wonderwall by Oasis. Sure.
Oh, yeah. That was on my list for sure.
If you guys had taken Smells Like Teen Spirit, my song was going to actually be Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
Oh, man. Oh.
For my
I wish you
songs.
Didn't take that then, because yeah. I would have won in the draft.
Interesting. I had the only other one where, like, I guess in the movies, I had Sandlot on there.
Oh, yeah. That's a great so 90s good. Movie.
And then for television.
I had The Matrix.
Was that in the 90s?
Yeah, I think it was.
Man. That movie's great. Television just makes me feel like a kid.
99.
And they keep trying to bring it back, but they can never do it right. American Gladiators.
Oh, yeah.
That show when you were a kid, watching these actual real-life superheroes just so jacked up, beating up regular people.
That show was amazing. What's so funny is, like, if they came out with it now, you could watch all the episodes whenever you want. Back then, it's like I could never get the TV on when Gladiators was on. Like,
right.
I somehow never got to see it unless I got lucky and scheduled it out. But all right, I think that about does it.
What did we learn today?
Well, I learned that the wheel well of an airplane is very cold, apparently. Cold enough to kill a man 75% of the time.
I learned that Jason's parents were providing great freedom so Jason could go watch Braveheart on his debut in the early 90s.
And I learned that if I am in a life or death situation, I'm not counting on Jason. I'm counting on my real friends.
All right, that'll do it for the Spitballers. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to Al Borland along for the ride today. Thank you for correcting Mike. That was really important to me. And we'll catch everybody on the next episode of the Spitballers. Take care.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.